For the first of three sports broadcasts this week, we say good evening from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, as we get set for volleyball action. The Dort College Defenders taking on the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action. The Dort College Defenders come in with a 10-3 mark, while the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers have struggled a bit as of late. They've lost three in a row, and they currently stand with a 3-10 mark this season. This will be the season opener for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in terms of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the Corn Palace. And one order of business to take care of before we get any further along in the pre-match is there will be no pre-match interview with Coach Chad Hansen this evening. My apologies. We had some technical issues with getting set up. You can have all the fancy equipment, but a working phone line needs to be in order, and it was not earlier this evening. But a thank you to the Corn Palace staff and Dakota Wesleyan Sports Information Department for rectifying the situation, and we are set for volleyball. We'll get underway in about 5 minutes with this one. The Tigers are 3-10 with wins over Peru State, York, and Valley City State. Dakota Wesleyan is currently on a three-match losing skid with losses to Clark, the College of St. Mary, and Dakota State last weekend. Dakota Wesleyan is averaging 10.6 kills per set with 9.4 assists and 14.7 digs per contest. Danielle Bird puts down a team-high 3.25 kills per set with a 195 kill efficiency. Rachel Tinklenberg is averaging 2.65 kills per set and has a 285 kill efficiency for a team that has a 142 kill efficiency as a unit. Sam Sandow is also at 2.06 kills, but has played in only 11 of 14 matches this year. Brianna Young is good for 7.41 assists per set. She has 15 ace serves this year. She's second only to Katie Lindo's 17. Maggie Staley is averaging 3.25 digs per set, and Young is at 2.41. Bird is at 2.58. For the Dort College Defenders, they're 10-3 this year, 1-0 in the conference. They slipped by Briarcliff in 5 last Wednesday evening. The Defenders averaged 12.2 kills per set with 1.47 ace serves, 14.16 digs, and 2.83 blocks per contest. Dort College has gone 3-1 in three straight weekend classics, that is, along with its win over Briarcliff. Lindsey Flohn and Dene Gales averaged 2.47 and 2.39 kills per set, respectively. Lois Sars had 2.12. Flohn's kill efficiency is at 308. Gales is at 281. Kayla Gasink is the setter in the 5-1 offense and averages 8.98 assists per set. She has a total of 14 ace serves. Kayla Brookhuis is averaging 4.08 digs per set. Gasink's at 2.59. Jocelyn Bausma averages 1.84 digs per set with a team-high 19 aces, while Jana Van Zandt is at 1.96 digs per set with 17 ace serves. Flohn has gotten credit for 1.37 blocks per set this season. Dakota Wesleyan lost to Dakota State on September 8 by 27-25, 26-28, 16-25, 15-25 margin. Danielle Bird put away 11 kills. Tinklenberg had 9. Elizabeth Mossam accounted for 9 kills as well. Jung put up 24 assists. Kelly Swanson had 14. Bird also got to 20 digs, and Maggie Staley had 14. Dort College beat Peru State on Saturday to cap a 3-1 weekend. The win over the Bobcats was by scores of 25-12, 25-16, and 25-21. Flohn had 14 kills, Gasing 30 assists, Kayla Brookhuis had 17 digs. This will be the 25th meeting on record between these two teams since 1998, and thus far it's been a tough stretch for Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College is 24-0 against the Tigers. Dort College beat the Tigers last year in two matches, 3-0 and 3-0. The September 14th match was a win in Sioux Center, 25-13, 25-12, and 25-16. Jenna Van Zandt had 10 kills in that one. That was when she was playing outside hitter. Kayla Brookhuis had 4 service aces. Jocelyn Bausma got credit for 15 digs. Danielle Bird led Dakota Wesleyan with 7 kills. Larissa Veldhuizen added 6. Dort College turned the Tigers away then on October 26th in a match played at the Gordon Fosnes Arena on the campus of Dakota Wesleyan. Kaitlyn Sculler had 12 kills. Lindsay Mormon had 10. For Dort College, they will still be without the services of Kaitlyn Sculler. Sculler turned an ankle 2.5 weeks ago at the Northwestern Classic in Orange City. She's hoping to be active by this weekend, and I have found over the years that sometimes athletes are a little more optimistic in their return than trainers are, but we will see if she is able to return by this weekend when Dort College plays Mayville State in a non-conference contest. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community, by Borensons of Boyden handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual, the Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Some of the players you'll be hearing about this evening for Dakota Wesleyan: Kelly Swenson's a 5'5 junior from Chamberlain, South Dakota, averaging 1.1 digs and 2.3 assists. Stacy Branker is a 5'5 junior from Rapid City, South Dakota, averaging 1.5 digs per contest. Brianne Jong is a 5'6 sophomore from Warner, South Dakota. She is averaging 7.4 assists. She has 15 ace serves for the season. Sam Sandow is a 5'10 junior from Tripp, South Dakota. She averages 2.1 kills per set. Danielle Bird is the player that makes this team go. She's a sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska. She's listed 5'10. She averages 3.3 kills, 2.6 digs, and she has 14 ace serves this season. Sammy Flock is a 6-foot freshman from Becker, Minnesota, averaging 1.4 kills per contest. Rachel Tinklenberg is averaging 2.7 kills per set. She's a junior from Pipestone, Minnesota. And Elizabeth Mason is a 6-foot freshman from McFarland, Wisconsin. She is averaging 1.1 kills per set. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. For the North College defenders, you'll be hearing about Jocelyn Bosma, 5'6 junior from Shelvin, averaging 1.8 digs per set. She's the leader in aces with 19. Caitlin Sculler is out of action tonight. Kayla Gasink wears number 3. She's a center from Sioux Center, averaging 9.0 assists per set with 2.6 digs. Lindsay Flohn is a middle blocker from Sioux Center. She's listed 6 foot. She's a junior. She's averaging 2.5 kills per set and 1.3 blocks per outing. Kayla Brookhuis averages 4.1 digs per set. She's a 5'7 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. Danae Gales is averaging 2.4 kills per set. She's a 6'1 senior from Sheldon, Iowa. And let's pause for our national anthem. National anthem from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. We are just about set for volleyball. Let's take a quick break, and we will be back with first serve from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, right after this. Players for North College we didn't get to during the pregame. Jenna Horseman is a freshman from Pella, averaging 1.9 kills per set. She's playing an outside hitter. Loy Saar is averaging 2.1 kills per set. She's a middle blocker from Sutton, Nebraska. Selene Hahn is a defensive specialist. She's from the Chicago area, averaging 1.7 digs per set. She's a freshman. And Jana Van Zandt is averaging 2.0 digs per set. She has 17 ace serves, second on the team to Jocelyn Bosma's 19. We'll see what, it appears that Coach Chad Hansen has elected to go with Megan Krausman on the outside to start this evening's match as well. Blocked at the net, and a kill put down for Dakota Wesleyan, and that's Danielle Bird. Bird with a kill, 1-0, Dakota Wesleyan with the lead. 1-0, our score just underway at the Corn Palace. First time I've been to the Corn Palace for a volleyball match. Been here several times for basketball games, far too many to remember. Serve to the back row, taken by Brookhuis, gets it over to Gasing, sets backside over to Gales. Gales banks it off of the block, controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers attacking, set left side, Bird. Bird goes wide and out of bounds. We're tied up 1-1 on the hitting error by Bird. Well, with Bird in the front row, I don't know if there's much question as to where the primary attack will come from for Dakota Wesleyan. Looks like she gets the majority of their attacks. It's 1-1 our score, first time of the set. On with serve to the back line, and that is long and out of bounds just off of the back line, and the service error gives Dakota Wesleyan a 2-1 lead. 2-1 our score. Selene Hahn moments ago with that service error. Now Dakota Wesleyan has service back. This will be Stacy Brinker. Brinker averaging 1.5 digs per set. She's a back row specialist. Short serve is taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing will shoot a left side over to Krausman. Krausman through the block. Dug by Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers will attack. Set left side. Bird. Bird off the antenna and a kill. Beg your pardon. A hitting error for Bird. Ties it up at 2-2. Bausma's out. Checking in is Sarve. And Zanton is in. Krausman is out. Van Zanten will play the back row now for Dort College after she serves. Thus far this season, she has 17 ace serves, and the senior from Pella has a short serve controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Set back right side, Tinklenberg. Tinklenberg banks it over the block. Diving save by Brookhuis. Set goes outside to Saar. Saar with the off speed, and Dort College has a 3-2 lead. 3-2 our score. Boy, Saar with her first kill of the evening. Jenna Van Zandt with service again. Right-handed serve. Serves from the right-hand side of the service area. Set goes left side over to Bird. Bird off the block. Back on Dakota Wesleyan side. We continue on. Passed over the net by Tinklenberg. Free ball for Dort College. Back over to Gasing. He comes right side over to Flohn. Flohn on the attack. Right side kill. The slide and the kill for Flohn. Dort College leads 4-2. For Lindsay Flohn, that is kill number one. Dort College owns a 4-2 advantage. Van Zandt has service. Van Zandt down the line, serve taken by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking, gets it over to Bird. Bird pushes, soft speed. Dort College now on the attack and on the busted play. Saar with a kill at the net. That save on the tip was by Brookhuis. She went up to Saar, and Saar with it hanging right above the net puts it away on the busted play. Van Zandt with service again. Jenna Van Zandt serve controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. That is Staley, the libero. The set goes right side, and on the slide attack is Rachel Tinklenberg. Tinklenberg with her first kill this evening. And the Dort College defenders own a 5-3 lead. Dakota Wesleyan with service. Now Bird is in the back row. She will serve. She's also among the team leaders in digs. Serve taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it out left side over to Saar. Saar through the block and the kill for Loy. Loy Saar with a kill, and for Loy, that's her second kill. Beg your pardon, third kill, I believe. Lois Saar has scored 3 of Dort College's last 4 points on kills. Byard with serve short, nearly an ace, and it is an ace. Bird got her hands on it, but was unable to direct it to a setter. So Byard gets credit for the ace serve. Byard, short serve taken by Bird, overpass nearly, and we've got Flohn going up. And now we have some question as to a back row attack call, and the setter, Brianne Jong, went up for it. Saar went for the block, and now we'll replay the point. Byard has service. So Kim Byard serves, taken by Bird. This time gets it over to Jong. Jong to Sandow. Sandow unable to put it away, and now Saar tries for the off-speed. Didn't have much to do with it, and she gets a block back at her. Point, Dakota Wesleyan on the block. Teaming up for the block that time, Tinklenberg, and I believe Sam Sandow. Maggie Staley with service. Staley serve, taken by Van Zandt. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it out left side over to... That was to Horseman. Horseman unable to put it away, and now Dort College after the block. They set it outside again to Horseman. Horseman has to backpedal, though, and doesn't get a clean hit off of it. She's called for the hitting error. Point, Dakota Wesleyan. York College leads 7-5. 7-5 our score. Short serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Vinzant dives for it, gets it over to Saar. Saar unable to put it away. Dakota Wesleyan digs it up. Set goes left side, Sandow. Sandow off the block, dug by Door College. Gasing shoots it left side over to Horseman. Horseman cross court, hits it long and out of bounds. The hitting error by Horseman that time narrows the gap down to 7-6. Door College with a one-point lead. Sandow with service. Sandow the libero. Short serve taken by Brookhuis, nearly an overpass, and getting up to redirect it is Gasink. Gasink for the kill. Kayla Gasink with the kill as she goes up and redirects it. She froze the defense just long enough, and Gasink has her first kill of the evening. Now she'll go into the back row. Taken by Bird, gets it to Jung. Jung to the middle blocker, Sammy Fluck, and Fluck hits it into the block. Point. York College on the block, putting the block up that time, Horseman and Saar. Gasink with service, low hard serve taken by Bird. Jung dumps it over, saved by Gasink, got it over to Horseman. Horseman redirects it, here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Flock hits it into the net. Point, York College. So the hitting error gives Door College a 10-6 advantage, and we have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Dakota Wesleyan. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 10-6 Door College in front. Dakota Wesleyan uses their first timeout of the evening. Coach Eric Viney, in his fifth season at Dakota Wesleyan, uses up his first timeout. Two timeouts allotted for each team. Through the course of each set, Kayla Gasink with service. That means Door College has Saar, Horstman, and Gales in the front row, attacking Vinzanten and Brookhuis in the back row. Gasink's serve is low and hard, taken by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set left side, Sandow, dug by Brookhuis, gets it over to Gasink. Gasink sets it up to Horstman. Horstman with a swing, pancake save by Wesleyan. No. Initially a pancake save, but a kill registered for the Dort College defenders, and Horstman. Horstman, a freshman from Pella, her first kill this evening. Gasink, bullet serve, low, taken by Brinker, and Brinker unable to get a clean pass off of it. An ace serve for Gasink, according to my stats at least. Of course, mine are just unofficial, keep that in mind. Gasink with service, low hard serve taken by Brinker, controlled by Jung, gets it to Flock. Flock blocked at the net, now we have a player in the net for Dakota Wesleyan. Point, Door College. So the net violation, Door College is up 13-6. So Door College right now has Dakota Wesleyan in a tough rotation, and the Tigers need to find a way to get out of it, trailing by 7 here at the midpoint of set number 1. Short serve taken by Brinker. Set goes to Bird. Bird attacks from the back row. Door College takes it up. That's Menzen. Gets it over to Gales. Gales blocked at the net. Now Horseman redirects it. Controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Down ball by Bird. Bird hits it into the bottom of the net. Point, Door College on the attack error. The attack error charged to Dakota Wesleyan and Bird. Earlier this evening, Door College Junior Varsity victorious 26-24 and 25-21. Brinker passes left side. They get it to Sandow, and Sandow banks it off of the block, and that ends the run of 7 points in a row for the defenders. They pulled away from a 7-6 advantage to a 14-6 advantage. It now stands at 14-7 after the Sandow kill. Serve taken by Vinzant, overpass, look out, and Gasink, even if she gets that ball over the net, ends up being a attack error. Point, Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan trails 14-8. Short serve taken by Brookhuis. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink comes back over to Gales. Gales banks it off of the block. Back on Dort College's side point. Dakota Wesleyan. 14-9. Dort College up 5. Rihanna Jung with service. Jung's serve is long and out of bounds. Missed it by about a yard or so off the back line. Served it long. And that's what Dakota Wesleyan feels like they need to do, at least from the early indication, is they've got to get after Door College at the service line and get them off balance. They don't want to get into an attacking contest at the net. Jung sets it middle to Flock. Flock unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College. Gasing back over to Kalkoven. Kalkoven unable to put it down. Dakota Wesleyan and Aaron Degbo, and Kalkoven will get credit for the kill. Jasmine Kalkoven with the kill. Dort College leads 16-9. 16-9, our score. Serving, Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma, the junior from Sheldon. Short serve taken by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacks. Set left side sand out. Dug by Bausma. Overpass. Look out. And a kill for Dakota Wesleyan and Elizabeth Mason. Mason with the kill. Dort College leads 16-10. But Dakota Wesleyan right now in a position where they can't afford to go point and point, trailing by six. Lindo with service. Lindo serve into the net, point Dort College. So the service error gives Dort College back the service and the point. They lead 17-10. Fill you in on that JV match in between sets one and two. Served by Brookhuis to the back line. Taken by Staley. Set goes to Bird. Bird hits it wide and out of bounds. No touch at the net, point Dort College. Hitting error by the Tigers. Five of Dort College's 18 points have come via attack errors. Set goes right side and a kill for Elizabeth Mason. Mason with the kill. Dort College leads 18-11. 18-11, our score also out yesterday. The most recent NAI Top 25 poll. We'll fill you in on that in between sets as well. Probably get to that between sets two and three. Gales tools it off of the block for the kill off of Bird. 19-11. Danae Gales with her first kill today. Again, that's according to my count. Eight kills for Dort College here in set number one. 19-10, Dort College in front. And the serve is into the net by Selene Hahn. Service error by the defenders, and it's 19-12. 19-12, our score. There's one other GPAC volleyball match happening this evening. That's Morningside at Northwestern. That one could have an impact on the race by the time all is said and done. Hit by Flown is long and out of bounds. Point, Dakota Wesleyan. So the hitting error gives Dakota Wesleyan the point. They trail by a half a dozen. They've got it at 19-13. Short serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Krausman. Krausman with a swing, and we've got a player in the net. Point, Dakota Wesleyan. Here we go. 20-13, Dort College with the lead. Tipped over the net and hit wide and out of bounds. Point, Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Hitting error charge to Dakota Wesleyan, and now Dort College forces Dakota Wesleyan to use another timeout. Back with more after this. College with service, and comes in. Serves it up, taken by Dakota Wesleyan, and Bird with the kill. It's 21-14. 21-14, our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with a 7-point lead. Dakota Wesleyan with service, though, and Danielle Bird. Bird from the service line, a jump serve taken by Gasing. Quick attack, Flown. Flown with a kill. That's pretty tough to catch up with. Flown with her second kill this evening, and the Dort College defenders lead it 22-14 in set number one. Service on the way for Kim Byart. Byart, the sophomore from Sioux Center, prepped at Sioux Center Community High School. Set goes right side. Tanklenburg, dug by Vinzan, gets it over to Hahn. Hahn sends it over to Gasing. Gasing pushes it over the net. Free ball. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan, and dumping it over for the kill is Jung. Jung saw the block developing over on the left side, Dort College's right side. They would have had a block with Mormon and Gasink, and instead Jung went with the dump shot and was able to find an open spot. Selene Hahn saves it, gets it over to Saar. Saar pushes it over, free ball, Dakota Wesleyan. Set left side, Sandow with a kill. 16 points for Dakota Wesleyan, and it's 22-16. for Sandow. Unofficially, that's her second kill this evening. Dakota Wesleyan has service. This is Maggie Staley. Staley served to the back line. Taken by Benzan. Gets it over to Gacy. Quick attack. Saar. Saar with a swing. And it's off of the dagger. Up and over and out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. And Saar gets the kill. Loy Saar with the kill. Her fourth. And the Dort College defenders lead 23-16. Dort College closing in on set point. Bullet served by Gasink, controlled by Brinker. Comes left side, Sandow, goes cross court. Bruckeis gets to it, back over to Gasink. Gasink to Saar. Saar punches it over, mistimed at that time, and hit a long and out of bounds. And the hitting error gives Dakota Wesleyan a point. They trail 23-17. 23-17, our score. Serving is Brianna Jong. Jung serve, taken by Benzan, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing goes left side over to Horseman. Horseman banks it off of the block, and Dakota Wesleyan scrambling. No. We'll give Horseman credit for the kill, her second this evening. Dort College leads 24-17, and they're serving for the set. 24-17, Dort College leading. Jocelyn Bausma to try and do the honors and finish things off right here. Serve to the back line is long and out of bounds. Point Dakota Wesleyan on the service error, 24-18. 24-18, our score. Serving for Wesleyan is Katie Lindo, and Lindo needs several serves in a row here. She needs to get at least 6 points in a row. Dort College, Gasing comes right side, back over to Horseman. Horseman off of the block and the kill. That time they move Horseman over to the right side. She banks it off of the block and the kill for Horseman. 25-18, the final in set number one. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with set number two from the Corn Palace right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. 26-24, 25-21, Dort College won the junior varsity match earlier this evening. Katie Noble, 9 kills. Kim Byard had 6, 4 for Giovi Augustave, 3 for Elise Ray. Assists, so Augustave had 18. Service aces, Miranda Altman got credit for 2. 6 digs for Miranda Altman, 5 for Siri Nelson. Dort College Junior Varsity again victorious 26-24 and 25-21. Statistics provided us by Leah Ratto, Dakota Wesleyan Sports Information Director. She has Lois Saar with 4 kills, 2 for Lindsay Flohn and 2 for Jenna Horstman. Pretty well squares with what I have. For Dakota Wesleyan, 2 kills each for Sam Sandow, Danielle Bird, and Elizabeth Mason. Kayla Gasing put up 10 assists in set number one. Brianna Jong had 6 for Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan has service. In between sets 2 and 3, we'll take a look at the top 25 college volleyball poll for the NAIA. Serve taken by Bruckeis. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes backside over to Gales. Gales off the block, dug by Dakota Wesleyan and Lindo. Set comes back over to Bird. Bird pops it over the block. Taken by Krausman. Set goes middle. Flohn. Flohn kill. Lindsay Flohn with the kill. Third, according to my count. Dakota Wesleyan will now receive the serve from Selene Hahn. Hahn, the freshman from the Chicago, Illinois area. Suburban Chicago, Illinois. Set comes right side over to... That's not Tinklenberg. That's Mason. And Mason ties it up at 1-1. Dakota Wesleyan now with service. This will be Sammy Flock. Short serve taken by Hahn. Got it over to Bruckeis. Bruckeis bumps it up towards Krausman. Krausman has to pass it over the net. Free ball, Dakota Wesleyan. Here they come. Set outside to Bird. Bird blocked at the net. Point, Dort College. Set was well off of the net. But Bird ended up with nowhere to go. And the double block put up by the defenders. Getting that block put up was Mormon and Gasink, I believe. Short serve, nearly, well, pushed over the net, free ball to Orr College. Here comes Gasink, gets it over to Flown. Flown climbs the ladder, tips it over, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan unable to put it down, dug up and over, free ball to Orr College. Now again, here's Gasink. Gasink gets it back over to Flown. Flown goes back corner, kill. Flown goes to the back corner and registers the kill. Lindsay Flown with her fourth kill this evening. And the North College defender lead is 3-1. 3-1 our score. Serving is Van Zanten. Van Zanten, low hard serve taken by Bird. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes to the middle. Tinklenburg dug up by Brookeyes. Pushed over the net by Gasink on the busted play. And Gasink makes it 4-1. 4-1 our score. Gasink with her second kill. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. College 1, set 1, 25-18. Short serve comes right side off of the block, dug by Dort College. Gasing gets it over to Flown. Flown back sets it to Saar. Saar pushes it over. She's going to be called for double contact. Contact error called on the defenders. 4-2 our score. So we have the substitutions in and out. Stacy Branker with service. Dort College attacking Gasink. Gasink goes up and dumps it down. Gasink with her second kill here in set number two. Her third for the evening. Dort College leads 5-2. 5-2 our score. Serving will be Dort College's Kim Byard. Byard, low hard serve taken by Brinker, gets it over to Jung. Jung to Tinklenburg. Tinklenburg with a kill. Tinklenburg with her second kill. Dort College leads it 5-3. 5-3 our score, seated courtside for this evening's volleyball match. Planned on my typical perch up in the opera seats here at the Corn Palace, but I'm going to scramble just a little bit. Got on the air all right. Now we have confusion on the floor with Dakota Wesleyan, who's serving. So we have the correct server, Sarah Cruz. Cruz, a freshman from George, serving. First time we're seeing Cruz. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Haveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Dakota Wesleyan has service. This is Sarah Cruz. Initially, they had issued a yellow card to Eric Viney, and I thought that was a pretty stiff penalty for simply asking what was happening at the bench with who was the correct next server, as Dakota Wesleyan got a little out of sorts with their substitution. Horstman with the kill. So they retract the yellow card. It's 6-3. Gasink with service. Dort College up by three. Hang around long enough, you see just about everything. Gasink with the serve. Catches the tape, rolls over. Ace serve for Kayla Gasink, her second this evening. Gasink makes it 7-3. Dort College in front by four. Gasink, the sophomore from Sioux Center, knuckleball serve, dives over the net, and another ace serve for Gasink. She's got it rolling right now. Three ace serves for Gasink. Dort College leads it 8-3. 8-3 our score, Gasink serving. So Kayla serves it over, taken by Brinker, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan will go left side into the net, point Dort College, defenders lead. 9-3 on the attack error. Eric Viney wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Wesleyan. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Dakota Wesleyan scrambling after the serve by Gaysink. Brookeis gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink goes back right side to Gales. Gales with a kill. 10-3, Dort College in front. Today, Gales with their second kill unofficially. Earlier today, the Dort College women's soccer team on the road in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, taking on Mount Mercy. Low hard serve taken by Gaysink, or served by Gaysink. Wesleyan attacks, and Tinklenburg gets the kill, her third. Dort College leads 10-4 after the kill by Tinklenburg. As I was saying, Dort College volleyball ends up in a double overtime 2-2 tie with Mount Mercy, Dort College's second tie of the season. Serve taken by Gales, gets it over to Van Zandt. Van Zandt bumps it up to Horseman. Horseman into the net, point, Dakota Wesleyan. And I'll call that a set error against Dort College. 10-5, Dort College by 5, so a late night. It's going to get even later for the Dort College soccer team. They're going to arrive home in the wee hours tomorrow morning. Gaysink with the set. Comes back over to Van Zandt. Van Zandt from behind the spike line, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Off of the block, the attack by Sandow. Wesleyan reloads. Sandow again over the block, dug by Van Zandt. That time gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink quick attack. Saar. Saar out of the middle, unable to put it down. Sandow off the block. Saved by Dort College. Gales gets it back over to Brookeis. Down ball controlled by Brinker. Comes to Jung. Jung to Flock. Flock with the swing. Pancakes it. Over the block, dug by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Back over to Sandow. Sandow with a kill. Sandow with the kill. 10-6 our score. Dort College leading by 4. Maggie Staley with service. So Staley's serve. An ace serve. Van Zandt went for one. Was unable to get to it. Tried the one-arm stab to keep it in play. Staley gets credit for the ace serve. So the ace for Staley, 10-7. Dakota Wesleyan has scored 4 points in a row. Staley serve controlled by Dort College. Comes back over to Gales. Gales with a kill, 11-7. Today, Gales with her third kill this evening. I think I might be able to track down a men's soccer score for you as well. Serving is Bausma. Bausma, serve floater, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set right side, Fluck. Fluck over the block, dug by Gaysink. Comes back to Kalkoven, over the block, dug by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set to Sandow. Sandow with a kill. 11-8. Wesleyan makes it a 3-point difference. 11-8, our score. Rihanna Jung with service. Short serve taken by Bausma, and we've got a lift called on the defenders. Point Wesleyan, and the Tigers have made it a two-point set again. This is as close as they've been. 11-9, our score. Jump serve by Jung, controlled by the defenders. Gaysink goes right side to Horseman. Horseman with a swing and the kill. So Horseman makes it 12-9. For Jenna Horseman, unofficially, that's kill number 3. Men's soccer in Cedar Rapids, it's Mount Mercy 1, Dort College 0. Looks like they're in the 28th minute. Serve is into the net. Point, Dakota Wesleyan. So the service error by Dort College and Kayla Brookeis. Serving for the Tigers is Katie Lindo. Lindo with service. She serves it to the back line long and out of bounds. Point, Dort College. They lead 13-10. 13-10 our score. Dakota Wesleyan has used one timeout here in set number 2. Serve by Hahn, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack set. Blocked at the net was Mason. unable to keep it in play after it got blocked back at her. Dort College gets the point, 14-10. Dort College up by four. A little bit sloppy at times here in set number two. And we have another conference between the officials. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent, 712-737-6000. A rotation error called against Dakota Wesleyan. 15-10 our score. 15-10 an overlap called. Selene Hahn with serve. Hahn serve taken by Bird. Set goes to the middle, and Bird unable to do anything with it. Point Dort College, a hitting error called against the Tigers. 16-10 Dort College by half a dozen. Serving is Hahn. Hahn serves to the sideline, and an ace serve for Selene Hahn. Wesleyan reeling right now after getting as close as 2 at 11-9 and 12-10. Dort College has scored 5 points in a row. They lead at 17-10. Short serve taken by Tigers. Tigers goes to Flock. Flock for the kill. 17-11. Dort College leading by 6. Serve to the back line, taken by Brookhuis. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes right side over to Flown. Flown off the block, and we've got a player in the net for Dakota Wesleyan. Point Dort College on the net violation. Blocking error, Dort College leads 18-11. Serving for the defenders is Jenna Van Zanten. Van Zanten. Serve controlled by Bird, gets it over. Goes middle to Tinklenburg, redirects it, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set goes right side over the block, dug by Brookhuis, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Flown, Flown with a kill. Flown with the kill. She's got 5. And the Dort College defenders lead 19-11 in set number 2. Jenna Van Zanten served down the line, taken by Bird, gets it over to Jung, bumps it back over to Bird. Bird from behind the spike line, hits it long and out of bounds. Point Dort College. Dort College leading 20-11. So a 9-point advantage for the defenders as they close in on a set 2 victory. Barring a comeback by Wesleyan. Now Wesleyan did have a comeback earlier in the set. And now though, they've been struggling. Set goes over to Mason. Mason gets it off of the block and the kill. 20-12 our score. Checking in for Dakota Wesleyan is Elizabeth Humiston. Short serve taken by Flown, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Flown. Flown off the block, saved by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set right side to Humiston. Humiston unable to put it away. Now an overpass and a kill for Dakota Wesleyan. Rachel Tinklenburg, she's got 4. 20-13 our score. Short serve, controlled by Dort College. Set comes left side, Saar. Saar over the block. Dug by Dakota Wesleyan. Set comes back left side, Bird. Bird blocked at the net. Humiston with the attack. And, oh, pardon me, tries to dig it up, and she's unable to do so. Point, Dort College. 21-13, Dort College leading. Kim Byard in to serve for the defenders. Dort College by 8. Serving is Byard. Byard's controlled by Wesleyan. Jung will set right side. Tinklenburg off of the block. Dug by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets left side to Horseman. Horseman through the block. Dug by Wesleyan. Bird redirects it. Hahn takes it over to Gasing. Gasing sets middle. Saar. Saar unable to put it down. Wesleyan will regroup. And hitting from the back line and out of bounds is Katie Lindo. Point Dort College on the hitting error. 22-13. Dort College by 9. 22-13 our score, defenders lead. Serving Byard. Byard unable to put it. She has the serve. Dakota Wesleyan gets the attack. Rachel Tinklenburg with her 5th attack, or her first 5th kill. Coming out of the middle that time is Tinklenburg. Moved her around a little bit. She had a couple attacks from the right side as well. And Dakota Wesleyan sends Kelly Swenson into the match. Serving is Bird for the Tigers. Short serve taken by Hahn, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking Swenson. Swenson goes backside, and the attack is wide and out of bounds by Humiston, Point Door College. 23-14, our score. Door College by 9. Gasing has service. Gasing floater controlled by Bird. Gets it. Left side Sandow. Sandow with a kill. 23-15. Sandow with the kill. And for Sandow, that is her fourth kill. Dakota Wesleyan has served. This is Maggie Staley. Staley serves short, taken by Vincent, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Horstman. Horstman into the net, point, Dakota Wesleyan. 23-16, Wesleyan down by 7. Tigers have service. This is Maggie Staley again. Staley served to the sideline. It's wide and out of bounds. Point Door College on the service error. And the defenders leading by 8, serving for the set. 24-16, Dort College serving for the set and a 2-0 lead in this match. Serving will be Bausma. So Jocelyn Bausma with service. Bausma serve taken by Bird, and that'll be an ace. Bausma with an ace serve, her 20th of the season. Dort College wins set 2-25-2-16. 25-16, our final. Set number 2, Dort College takes a 2-0 lead in this best-of-5 match. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College has a 2-0 lead in this best-of-5 match, 25-18 and 25-16. The Dort College defenders and Dakota Wesleyan Tigers both retreating to the locker room for the mandatory 8-minute break in between sets 2 and 3. So far, it's been all Dort College in this one. Unofficially, Lindsay Flone with 5 kills, Jenna Horstman and Lois Saar with 4 kills each. For Dakota Wesleyan, Sam Sandow has 4 kills. Rachel Tinklenberg has 5 kills. Elizabeth Mason has 3. Yesterday, the NAI released its second top 25 in-season coaches poll. Texas at Brownsville is rated number 1. Concordia of California is number 2. They gathered 1 first-place vote, while Brownsville got 22 first-place votes. First Great Plains Athletic Conference team in the top 25. Hastings at number 9. Doan is at number 14. Midland is at number 20. And Northwestern is receiving votes. So in one way, shape, or form, 4 GPAC teams in the poll this week. Some other Dort College athletics today. The junior varsity team from Dort College victorious over Dakota Wesleyan 26-24 and 25-21. Dort College women's soccer team tied up 2-2. Double overtime is how it ended with Mount Mercy. And the men's soccer team is on the field right now in Cedar Rapids. That one's 1-0. Nearing halftime, Mount Mercy in front. Port Dort College, the official numbers have Lindsay Flone with 4 kills. Rachel Tinklenberg has 4 for Dakota Wesleyan. Selene Hahn has 6 digs for the defenders. That's tops. Maggie Staley has 5. And Kayla Gasink actually credited with 7 assists. These are only for this set, so beg your pardon. So in set number 2, Flone had 4 kills. Kayla Gasink had 7 set assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll take another break and be back with more from the Corn Palace right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR made possible by the Van Inglen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712 737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Door College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with set number three right after this. Door College takes a 2-0 set lead in this match into set number three. The Door College defenders will serve with Kayla Brookice. And Brookice receives the red, white, and blue volleyball, and we are set for set number three. Door College won set one, 25-18. Set two, 25-16. Kayla Brookice has service. Brookice served to the back line. Taken by Brinker. Controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Off of the block and a kill for the Tigers. And Elizabeth Mason. Mason with the kill. It's 1-0. 1-0 our score. Checking into the match is Katie Lindo. Lindo with serve. She'll be a defensive specialist as well for the Tigers. And the serve floater taken by Dort College. Gason gets it over to Flohn. Flohn with a swing. Wesleyan scrambles to it. No. Flohn with the kill. Wesleyan gave a good effort. Two different players got an arm on it to keep it in play. Selene Hahn with service. So Hahn serve, low hard serve, taken by Wesleyan, and an ace serve for the defenders in Hahn. Selene Hahn gets credit for the kill, or for the ace serve, I should say. Hahn lines it up, sends it over to the back line, controlled by Lindo, sets left side, Flock, Flock off of the block, dug by Wesleyan, no. Ball drops to the floor. We're tied up, I beg your pardon, 3-1, Door College. Krausman got an arm on it. And Wesleyan didn't cover it. Door College leads 3-1. Hahn with a low hard serve just barely graces the tape and goes over. Controlled by Door College. And we've got a player in the net. Net violation called on the defenders. It's 3-2. 3-2 our score. Serving for Wesleyan is Elizabeth Mason. These two teams will play again later in October. Short serve taken by Brookice. Overpass. Gasink able to get up and block Tinklenburg. Wesleyan reloads. Flock off of the block. Now Bird pushes it over free ball to Door College. Gasink quick attack. Flohn. Flohn kill. 4-2 our score. Lindsay Flohn with a kill. She's got six. Ben Zanton will check into the match. She will serve. Saar is on the front row. So serving is Van Zanten. Van Zanten serve, floater, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking, set left side, Flock, Flock off of the block, and a kill. Sammy Flock with her first kill this evening. Serving is Wesleyan's Kitty Bird. Beg your pardon, Danielle Bird. Gason keeps it in play, gets it over to Flohn. Flohn goes short with a tip, controlled by Wesleyan, blocked at the net. Flohn got up quickly that time to block it. Saar was there with her. Door College reloads now. And Flohn unable to make the quick attack work, and we're tied 4-4 on the attack error. The attack error called on Door College. 4-4 our score, tie number two of set number three. And the serve by Bird, taken by Hahn, gets it over to Gason. Gason goes left side over to Saar. Saar hits it wide and out of bounds. 5-4, Wesleyan with a lead. So Dakota Wesleyan with the lead. Serving is Bird. Danielle Bird. Jump serve short, taken by Hahn, gets it over to Saar. Saar to Flohn. Flohn pushes it over, free ball, Wesleyan. They'll get the quick attack out of the middle and the kill for Rachel Tinklenberg, her sixth unofficially, and Wesleyan has a 6-4 lead. 6-4 our score, Ord College, down by two. And the jump serve taken by Brookice. Flown with a tip and the kill. Flown that time goes to the off speed, and Flown gets the kill. And for Lindsay, that's number 7 unofficially this evening. And again, for those of you just joining us and just catching up with the defenders for the volleyball season, we've got a couple of players with different last names. Lindsay Flown, married over the summer. Also married over the summer, Loy Grease. She is now Loy Saar. A kill for Horseman. Horseman on the attack. We're tied 6-6. So Horseman with the kill, her fifth. Kim Beyer with serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking, tied up 6-6, and Flock hits it long and out of bounds. Point Dort College on the hitting error. 7-6, Dort College by a point. Kim Beyer with service. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes to Tinklenberg. Unable to put it down. It goes along the tape. Gaysink with the dig. And now hitting it wide and out of bounds is Horseman. We're tied 7-7 on the hitting error. Back-to-back hitting errors. One by each team. We're now tied at 7-7. 7-7 our score. Serving for the Tigers will be Stacy Brinker. Brinker to serve it up with her team trailing 2-0 in this match. Tied up those 7-7 in set three. Here's the set outside to Horseman. Horseman down the line, dug by Wesleyan. Wesleyan will attack, pushed over the net, saved by Hahn, got it over to Van Zandt. Now pushed over the net by Horseman, free ball Wesleyan. They'll try to use it. Set goes outside, Sandow, unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College on the attack, pushed to the back corner by Saar. Set goes right side, blocked at the net was Humiston, and Dort College gets the point after it was blocked. So Dort College puts a block up in the middle. That's Saar and Horstman with the block. Gaysink with service. Gaysink with the serve. And the low hard serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set, Sandow. Sandow blocked at the net, covered it herself. Now she goes up again. Again, Gales with a block. Tipped to the back corner. Controlled by Van Zandt. Quick attack. Gaysink outside. Horseman. Horseman off the block. Dug up and over. Free ball. Gales. Gales with a swing and a player in the net. Net violation on Dakota Wesleyan. Point, Dort College. Dort College leads it 9-7. 9-7 our score. And the serve is into the net by Gaysink. Service error makes it 9-8. Dort College up a point. Serving for the Tigers is number 5, Maggie Staley. Staley, serve taken by Van Zandt. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink outside to Gales. Gales with a swing and the kill for Danae Gales. So Danae Gales with her fourth kill this evening. Dort College in front. 10-8, unable to shake Dakota Wesleyan thus far in this set. Serving is Bausma. Bausma's serve, a jump serve taken by Wesleyan and Bird. Set left side Sandow. Sandow off of the block. Dug by Gaysink, kept it alive. Now Bausma with a down ball. Dug by Wesleyan. Wesleyan able to keep it alive. Bird. Bird over to Gaysink. Gaysink gets it over to Kalkoven. Kalkoven to Gales. Gales across the around the block. Goes cross court, dug by Brinker, pushed over the net by Bird. Saved by Brookeye, set backside Gales. Gales one-on-one block, and she puts it down. Danae Gales matched up one-on-one that time, and Gaysink got the ball where it needed to go, and Gales puts it away for her fifth kill. Dort College by three, Bausma with service. Jocelyn Bausma serve, taken by Brinker, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan goes to the right side, and Mason hits it into the block. Point Dort College, and the defenders lead 12-8. 12-8 our score. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Wesleyan. Back with more after that. We return to action. Wesleyan scrapping. Dort College able to get a block up at the net by Gales, and now Kalkoven on the overpass tries to put it away and hits it into the net. The hitting error by the defenders. It's 12-9. Nord College with a three-point advantage at the midpoint of this set. Nord College leading two sets to nothing. Short serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gason. Gason gets the set over to Gales. Gales with a swing. Dug by Dakota Wesleyan. Sandow. Sandow with a kill. 12-10. Sandow with the kill, her fifth. Nord College leads 12-10. 12-10 our score. Short serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gason. Gason comes back over to Gales, and Gales is blocked at the net. It's 12-11. Just like that, Dakota Wesleyan has cut a four-point lead down to one with three straight points. 12-11 our score. Serving. Tigers taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gason. Gason to Horstman. Horstman off of the block, and a kill for Horstman. 13-11. So Horstman with the kill. Jenna Horstman unofficially with six kills this evening. Serving for the defenders. That is Brookice. Wesleyan gets to it, but the pass too close to the net. It's pushed down by either Krausman or Flohn. I believe it will be Flohn who will get credit for it. 14-11, Nord College balloons the lead back up to three. Serve catches the tape, rolls over, and another ace serve for Brookice. For Nord College, unofficially this evening, I have them with seven ace serves. Brookice with her first ace serve of the night. 15-11, Nord College by four. Bird passes it over to Jung. Jung goes right side, and banging it off of the block for the kill is Mason. It's 15-12, Nord College by three. Nord College in the driver's seat, but Dakota Wesleyan has strung together points on a couple different occasions here in set three. They have a four-point run and a three-point run to their credit. They trail by three, though, 15-12. Short serve taken by Flohn. Gets it over to Gason. Gason outside Krausman. Krausman over the tape and the kill. Krausman able to cut it. Left to right with that right-handed attack from the outside. And for Krausman, that's her first kill this evening. Selene Hahn has service. Hahn serve, short, taken by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set goes right side, Bird. Bird hits it wide and out of bounds, point Nord College. Nord College now with a five-point advantage. Going after their 11th win of the season. Hahn serve to the sideline, taken by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set goes outside to Flock. Flock off of the block, and we've got a net violation on the defenders. Blocking error called. Blocking error will award the point to Wesleyan. 17-13. 13 for Dakota Wesleyan, and serving is number 13, Mason. Dumped over by Gasink. Wesleyan covers it. Mason gets it over to Flock. Flock over the top of the block. Dug by Nord College and Bausma. They got the set over to Krausman. Krausman, not much she could do with it out there. She gets blocked. And the point for Wesleyan off of the block. It's 17-14. 17-14, Nord College. Leading by three. Serve taken by Well, we've got another officials conference, so let's tell you who makes the broadcast of these matches possible. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also live on the world and also at HiltRealEstate.com. Nord College attacking. Set goes over to Saar. Blocked at the net. Saved by Hahn. Gets it over to Flohn. Flohn pushes it over. Here comes Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Bird off of the block. Chicken wing saved by Saar momentarily. Dort College leads 18-15. Well, there was a violation on a serve. And that's a new one for me. And I believe it had something to do with the fact that the server served over the top of a switch at the net. I'll have to ask Coach Chad Hansen post-match what that call was. Gets it over to Gasing. She has to track after it. Flown pushes it over. Free ball for Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan on the attack and the kill for Tinklenburg. Tinklenburg with her seventh kill. And just like that, Wesleyan back to within a couple at 18-16. 18-16 our score, serving his Bird. Wesleyan with the momentum right now, trying to capitalize. Serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Flown. Flown with a kill. Flown with the kill makes it 19-16. Checking in and serving will be Byard. Byard with service. So Kim Byard, the sophomore, will serve it up and over. Taken by Wesleyan and Bird. Set left side. And we've got a player in the net for Dort College. The attack by Tinklenburg, and Wesleyan will get the point on the blocking error. So Dort College with a two-point advantage here in set number three, trying to close it out in three. Serving for the Tigers will be Stacy Brinker. Let's see if Wesleyan has enough energy to put together a run here. Short serve taken by Dort College. Attacking, set goes over to Horseman. Horseman off the block, saved by the defenders. Gasing quick attack, Saar. Saar with a swing. Wesleyan up and over and out of bounds. 20-17, Dort College by three. Gales is in for Hahn. Also checking in for Wesleyan is Brianna Jung. Gasing has service. Dort College leading 20-17. Bullet serve taken by Brinker. Wesleyan attacking. Jung gets it to Bird. Bird blocked at the net on the back row attack. Point Dort College. Dort College now with a four-point cushion with 4 points to go. Serving will be Gasing. Gasing, low hard serve taken by Wesleyan, and that'll be an ace for Gasing. The ace serve for Gasing. Gasing unofficially with four ace serves this evening in this match. So Kayla Gasing to line it up again, sends it over, controlled by the Tigers. Tigers attacking, set goes to the middle and a kill. No, dug up and we've got it down on the floor, they call it. They'll give Sandow the kill. She's got five, 22-18. Sandow with the kill. Serving for the Tigers is Staley. Serve controlled by Vinzant. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it over to Horstman. Horstman down the line. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Wesleyan's down by three. 22-19. 22-19. Dort College by three. Serving for the Tigers is Staley. Staley, short serve taken by Vincent. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, quick attack, Saar, and we've got a player in the net. And injured on the play might be Sandow. Sandow. Let's take a break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. Sam Sandow injured on the play. She's assisted off of the floor. Dort College leads 23-19. Wesleyan attacking and getting blocked at the net is Mossum. Mossum blocked. And the defenders now serving for the set and the match. Up 24-19. 24-19 our score. Serving is Bausma. Bausma short, controlled by Wesleyan. Brinker. Pushed over the net, free ball for Dort College. That was Cruz with the free ball, and we've got Dort College hitting it long and out of bounds off of Kalkoven's attack. Hitting error gives Dakota Wesleyan the point. It's 24-20. Serving is Jung. Jung's short serve controlled. Here's the set, right side. Goes over to Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net. And Dakota Wesleyan refusing to go quietly into this September evening. 24-21 our score. Serving is Jung. Jung served, controlled by Brookice, gets it to Gasing. Gasing shoots it left side over to Gales. Gales with a kill, and that's the set and the match. 25-21, Dort College wins in three. 25-18, 25-16, and 25-21. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Final set totals and match totals. We'll get to those in just a moment. Dort College victorious 25-18, 25-16, and 25-21 over Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College improves to 11-3. Dakota Wesleyan slips through 3-11. Lindsey Flohn, 11 kills to lead Dort College's attack. 7 for Danae Gales, 6 for Loy Sarge. Jenna Horstman had 5. Kayla Gasing, 28 set assists. Kayla Brookice with 11 digs. 8 for Selene Hahn, 7 for Jenna Van Zanten. Jenna Horstman was in on 6 block assists. Lindsey Flohn in on a block assist as well. 5 for Loy Sar block assists. For Dakota Wesleyan, they were led by Sam Sandow with 7 kills, Rachel Tinklenberger with 7, with 8, beg your pardon, and Elizabeth Mason with 7. Rihanna Jong had 25 set assists. Maggie Staley had 8 digs, 5 digs for Stacy Brinker. Dort College victorious this evening in 3, 25-18, 25-16, and 25-21. We'll be catching up with Coach Chad Hansen when he makes his way out of the locker room. We'll get to that as our post-game show continues. You're listening to the Wireless World post-game wrap-up on KDCR 88.5 FM. Coach Chad Hansen has made his way out of the locker room, and Coach, your team came in, took care of business initially, got up early, and won the first two sets, 25-18 and 25-16, and Dakota Wesleyan put up more of a fight, I would say, in set number three. Your team was able to recover, though, won some scramble points, and get out with a three-set victory this evening in Great Plains Athletic Conference play on the road.
Yeah, it was a neat match for us, I think, across the board, and getting good performance in each of our hitting positions. Lindsey came up with a big night for us with 11 kills. I think Kayla set a strong match. Our back row passing was stellar, and that always keeps us just so competitive. And I loved what we did from the service line. Each of our hitters really keeping them out of system.
What did you have for service aces? Was it up around 6 or 7? I know Kayla had 4 at one point.
I see 10 on the sheet here as a team. Kayla Gasink with 4, Selene had 3, and a couple others with 1 apiece.
When you do that, you really put the opponent on its heels, and even if they're able to get a pass up to the net, if it doesn't result in an ace, you have the advantage, obviously, because the opponent, as it becomes more difficult for them to pass, their options become more limited, don't they?
Yeah, very much so, as their options become more limited, they become more predictable. And more predictable allows our defense to get settled into a good groove and line up in a great spot with their hitters. And often we're able to transition out of that as blockers and back row, back row defensive group. So it really frees us up when we can serve aggressively from the line like that.
First two sets, you were probably as quick on offense, it seemed, as I've seen you this year. Now, granted, my being able to see you has been limited this year, but
it's purposeful, Mike. No, just kidding.
It appears to me you're playing a little quicker now than you were, say, 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah, that could be. It may just as much be a function of how comfortable we are in our routines and in our rotations. The tempo per se, I don't know that we've sped that up, but we are smoother, and that's what's been neat to see. I think the preseason has really allowed us to mature through the wins, through a few of the losses. We've really been able to mature and become smoother in our operation, both offensively and defensively.
Before we wrap it up, I've got to ask, what was the explanation on that point in the third set, the serve? I caught the official and the coach talking about someone passing in front of each other and the serve going over. What's the explanation on that call, please?
That was a screen at the conclusion of the second set, the official told both of us head coaches that he was observing a couple of scenarios where our team is screening. And what that means is three blockers in the front row while their teammate is serving back there, if they are all shoulder to shoulder and their hands are in the air and the serve crosses over their those three players at a fast trajectory, then that can be by rule a screen, and a screen is an illegal procedure resulting in a point. And so he warned us. The other coach, Coach Viney, was disagreeable given that his server was outside that zone, but we were forewarned, and if that's the way the official saw it, then okay.
I've never seen it before.
That's the comments from our bench as well.
I don't feel so bad then. This weekend, Mayville State on Friday, non-conference match. You kind of settle in now. You don't have quite as much action over the next two or three weeks in that you don't have as many weekend tournaments coming up this weekend. You've just got the single match with Mayville. What do you try to accomplish between now and Friday, practice tomorrow, and then beyond with not as much action coming, not as much match action?
I really think we try to accomplish some rest. And through the 12 matches, how many matches have we played now? We're 11 and 3?
14.
See, it feels like 12. through the 14 matches, our bodies need some rest, and that's specifically what Saturday will be for, with a day off. The Lord's Day Sunday will be nice, too, and get into a good midweek match, weekend match routine with conference, like you mentioned. I think that'll provide some good physical stability for us as we move forward, and Lord willing, we'll get Caitlin Scholar back in the mix as she continues to heal.
Talked to her before the match. She was hopeful. I said, though I found that athletes are much more optimistic sometimes than trainers, so we will see what the next couple of days hold, but it'll be nice to get her back in the lineup as well.
For sure, for sure.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Drive back safely to Sioux Center.
Thanks, you too, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen. Again, our finals, Dort College victorious in 3 over Dakota Wesleyan. Also this evening, the Dort College women's soccer team, a double overtime tie with Mount Mercy and Cedar Rapids. And also this evening, the Dort College men's soccer team down 1-0 at last check. Let's see if we have an updated score on that. As you heard my phone ringing in the background, I might have an update, and I do, and it's not good news for the Defenders. They trail 3-0, and I believe that might be a final at this point. And it appears that is a final. 3-0, Mount Mercy defeats Dort College in men's soccer play this evening. Junior varsity match was won by Dort College 2-0. We'll be back on the air Friday evening. Dort College versus Mayville State from the DeWitt Gym. First home match of the season for the Defenders. You can hear it on KDCR. Junior varsity starts at 6 o'clock. Varsity gets underway at 7:30. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.